Very happy to see you.
Okay. Then, if somebody did something very strange, you might say, why, the very
idea.
Right. And if, how would you greet a good friend?
By shaking hands.
What might you say to him?
I'm glad to see you.
All right. And how might you greet, what might you say to a stranger that you're meeting for the first time?
I'm very happy to meet you.
All right.
I'm acquainted with you.
All right. And if a friend comes over and when the person leaves, you might say, now come
back.
Or come again.
Come back again.
All right. And on December 25th, what's the usual greeting?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Did you ever say anything else? Do you remember anything else you used to say, especially?
Yeah, Christmas here.
Okay, now how was that used, and what's...
Well, it's... Hope you have a Merry Christmas. And, of course, don't say Happy New Year. A lot of people love the Happy New Year, but that includes it.
All right. But Christmas gift, what was connected with that expression?
Christmas here.
Uh-huh. You say that to one another.
Say that to one another.
And you're supposed to give each other presents then?
Well, you don't. I never did get many, but saying that is just an expression.
Did you ever get any from saying it?
No.
Okay. And if someone did you a big favor, you might say to that person, "Why, I'm certain I'm much."
Satisfied.
Would you ever use much obliged?
Much obliged, yeah.
All right, and if someone asks you if you're going to have time to do something and you're not certain, you say, well, I'll have time.
I have time. I do have time.
Yeah, well, would you use something like, I reckon I have time, I suppose I have time.
I suppose I'd have time.
Okay. Yeah. And where do you do most of your, well, you go down, you might say, I have to go downtown today and do some
shopping.
All right, where do you get the foodstuffs?
Grocery store.
Okay. And if you bought something at a store, the man in the store might...
Grab it up.
Yesterday he... Same thing. Yesterday he...
He wrapped it up.
And now you take it home then and you...
Unwrap it.
And if you bought if you bought something from a man at less than he paid for it, you might say, he had to sell that to me at a...
Bargain.
At a low...
Almost.
Yeah. And you say, I was going to buy that, but it was what too much? It just...
Call it that, man.
Okay, and on the first of the month, the bill is...
Paid.
All right, and if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
All right. And would you ever use that word and say, the first of the month, the bill is...
Dues.
All right. And if you don't have enough money, you might have to go to the bank and...
Right.
All right, and the... In the 30s, they used to say money was very
scarce.
And a boy jumps in the water like this, you say he
dived.
And if you dive in the water and land flat on your stomach, you might call that a what kind of, any special name for that kind of a dive? And a child gets on the floor and turns over like this, you say he's turning.
Somerset.
All right. And a person gets in the water and dives in and then...
He's swimming.
Yesterday he...
Swimming.
Okay. And if you bought something at a store and paid for it, and then, and when you paid your bill, the man in the store might throw in something extra to show his appreciation for your paying the bill. Would you have any special name for that?
Discount or something.
Okay. Did you ever hear an expression like lanyap or broadus? Neither of those.